there should be a lot more given to a creature can understand than a creature can talk. Like, if you want to get into some form of anatomy, like, yeah, I don't know how that would possibly form the words to speak common, but don't tell me it can't understand, because that doesn't make any sense to me.
This has languages listed as just double hyphen, like it does not have language. But there are a bunch of things out there that are understands but cannot speak. So this is a pointed choice. Like, we have a category for it speaks common but can't form words because it's got a cat mouth. Like, this was, they looked at it and were like, no words for kitty cat.
Star Wars does this all the time, where there's something that you can talk to, and apparently that person understands the boops and beeps or growls that come back, right? But you never hear them speak. They just go, and like, that's all you get from, you know, that make the displacer beast that. It clearly understands you and gives you a little growl and a wink, but never actually talks. But the person who's associated with them understands every word.
That's such a difficult concept to think of, because we don't do it as humans, which is unfortunate. But the idea of stumbling onto two people, you know, let's say I am speaking wholly in English and the other person is wholly in Spanish, and we're just having a conversation, that'd be a wonderful experience.
It's one of the things that amazes me about, like, really, truly bilingual people. It's like, being in Canada, I know people who can speak French, but they have to turn on the French in their brain. When they're speaking in French, they were thinking in French. But that means that if I interjected in English, they had to take a minute and cycle back and get into, like, hold on, what did you say? Oh, okay, cool. Versus, like, the people, like, I worked in the kitchen at a restaurant, and, like, you would always have one guy who can speak Spanish really, really well, and one guy, and they would just talk in Spanish and English, and it was just fascinating.
My older Armenian relatives were a lot like that. And when I was young, and I remember the older generation, my great aunts and uncles and my great great grandmother, which is amazing that I got to meet her. She actually survived the genocide. She was an amazing woman. But they would talk to us and, like, be all in a family, like 20 of us in a living room. And then the second that something racy came up, they'd switch to low Armenian. And they're like, and then right back to high, you know, loud English. But you always knew whenever they did that, something was going on. Sorry, we're way off track at this point. Listen to the rest of this episode at patreon.com/deadghostpro and sign up for a free 7-day trial of bonus clips and both audio and video versions of our Patreon-exclusive DMs notes. That's patreon.com/deadghostpro.
The ancient mountainous deserts to the south of Faerun are the places where mortals first raised great temples and unlocked powerful secrets. A kingdom once fractured by infighting has been united under the iron claw of the red dragon Chazar. The Great Lizard's quest for immortality has become an all-consuming obsession. His need for worshippers has set him on a path against the old gods of these lands, and they will not go quietly. An unlikely cabal of deities has banded together to undermine Chazar and ensure that their temples remain protected and active. They've traced tendrils of fate to preferred timelines, then selected 5 mortals who had the best chance of bringing those futures to fruition. You will take on the role of one of these chosen, in Death to the Dragon King. Find out more about this Start Playing Games campaign and all of my other available games at aram.gay.